Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. Put your finger there and let's read it together. Let's go. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any form of an evil heart of unbelief and depart from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I tell you, we have been looking at the message of being born again of blood covenant. And can you believe we're on episode 21? We've been purposefully taking a look at the elements of blood covenant so that we can learn the witness of God, the way of God. We learned in 1 John early in these series, chapter 5, that the witness of God is blood covenant, blood, water, Spirit. Blood makes one. Blood creates a heart to be one and yet to continually be upheld as one in an overflowing fountain of life. Because blood opens the door for life to be revealed, which is water. Where there's no life, there's no blood. And where there's no blood, there's no record bearing evidence that the Holy Spirit works from, works out of, takes from, to reveal the Father through Jesus Christ in us, and to reveal and take from Christ in us and give to us. Here we see some strong language. Take heed. Don't have an evil heart of unbelief. What is unbelief? Unbelief is simply a heart that's divided. And I have found that most of the time, the reason why a heart is divided is because of a lack of revelation that is needed of blood covenant, so the heart would be upheld as one through the simple acknowledgement that we've been positioned in God's rest through the lost art of the finished works of the cross, of His rest and righteousness. It's there that the blood automatically flows into a heart, automatically not only flows into a heart, but fills a heart, fills a mind, fills a body as one, continually in the fullness of who God is, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. Unbelief is an easy cure of simply acknowledging the insight of what was accomplished in the cross and allowing their position of rest and righteousness to be received by the disciple. There, the heart is automatically created in blood covenant. And it's here we see that when a heart doesn't have this revelation, this foundation of blood covenant, there's a departure of the living God, or a heart that lives on the outside of God's rest in righteousness. Here the word God is Theos, representing the Trinity. An easy cure for a heart that is divided is to simply understand that the elements of blood covenant is what a believer is born into: blood, water, spirit. Exhort one another daily, we are told, while it's called today. Don't let your heart be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. What does it mean to have a hard heart? A hard heart is simply a heart that doesn't know how to receive the inflow of blood covenant. Only blood can create a heart to receive God's love. Only blood can create a heart to receive the delights of God toward them. Blood is the source of all things received in God. Blood is the source that sews a heart together as one continually, sews together a mind continually, sews together a body continually as one in God through Jesus. A practical application would be to simply say, I acknowledge that I am cut in blood covenant. I'm shaped, I'm formed, I'm created in the goodness of God. And because of blood, I acknowledge that His goodness is filling my heart with life, filling my thoughts with life, filling my body with life. And as I simply rest in God's rest in righteousness, I understand that it's through belief that I am made one. And because of that, I remain as one in the fullness of a heart of undivided devotion. Today I pray that you've enjoyed our podcast, but at the same time that you walk away today with your finger on these two scriptures, meditating on them, and just begin to practice them where you are. Because it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in the valley or the mountain, if you're in the streams, or if you feel as though you've been living outside of God's rest and righteousness, all you have to do is simply acknowledge that you've already been positioned as one in God's rest, and allow blood covenant to begin to flow into your life where you are, and you become the mountain of God and His goodness in overcoming life and victory. Thanks for listening in today. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.